Well, I'm looking at Mars and I don't see the moon. Where'd the moon go? I thought the moon was out. I guess it didn't come out yet. Oh, there's those two stars. I mean, this is a bright part of town. I mean, the town being about 8 blocks square, it's like the dark side of town. It's like, well, there's a parking lot on the other side of the street that's pretty dark and you can see the Milky Way. Overall, it would be like the country, you know, except for that, all these lights. Which, without these lights, it would probably actually attract more muggers, actually. Well, that's just recent. I mean, ever since these riots, believe it or not, the level of crime is, you know, like they say, you know, but it's not just going up in one place, because they're all leaving. It's like they're burning and leaving. Really? Oh shit, I guess the people. Today's show is about the burning. The burning of the entire Southern Hemisphere. All the indigenous lands are being burned, I guess, by farmers. I mean, this is with Trump's beautiful weapons that he started with the Saudi Arabians going there. I'm selling them $8 billion of beautiful bombs, which they, you know, practice with on Yemen and now Syria. Syria, how the hell did they come around to using Syria as a target? Literally, as a training ground. I mean, yeah, I mean, Syria had a problem with Israel once, but overall, you know, I'm the most civilized country in the Middle East, I would say. And including Israel, I guess. I mean, they are Jews. Jews have been at war for, what, 5,000 years was the beginning of the war of the Jews. I mean, when Hitler said final solution, that was the final solution for 120 years. Every 120 years is a final solution. And that's what we learned in Temple. That's what I learned. That was a secret. But it's like, and then they only killed, there were only two Jews left, and then one of them died, you know? Over and over and over. I mean, basically, war and stuff like that. A lot. You can't, like, you know. But that's Jews. What Jews is people of various types that, like Mongolians, I don't think particularly, got tossed in with the European Jews. And then there's Americans who, throughout history, were able to walk to Europe, and then your Vikings and Norse came this way, and the Eskimos, before everyone just probably circled the whole Arctic Circle when it was an ice age. And all history, they say, oh, it started 12. That's because 12,000 years ago, there was a glacier here. You can't have history here. 13,000 years ago, because it was a glacier. Here was about, I don't know, 3,000 feet thick. Where I was, it built up in the mountains, and it was 5 miles thick. No? And up there is Asgard. And down there, in the ocean, and this is Midland, where we all live now. We don't live 5 miles up except the Tibetans. And we don't live in the ocean except the Atlanteans. Not against the people. This is just philosophy. Just an endless amount of philosophy, and it's all right. You know? The whole point was the burning of the South American thing with Bush's, Trump's, and not Obama's beautiful weapons. Obama almost snuck a piece in, you know? Almost, you know, you know, established world peace. He would have been the beast, according to the Christians, the one who establishes world peace and solve all problems. That's a big deal for them, apparently. And it's just in their books. It's like you can just read their books and they'll tell you the truth. Vikings are not particularly, I mean, they don't, yeah, well, if there was no more war, then it would suck for them. Because then they'd never go to Ohio. But they're pretty safe on that one. I mean, they don't make a point of it. You got this burning. It's not going to work. The farmers started with the Amazon, like all the Germans. And the Germans are running us and everything else involving the thing there. Except for England, maybe. Because England has its own bank. But, it's like the Germans themselves went out there. And they started making, and they all failed. And this whole thing with all this burning is going to, well, maybe it won't work. Maybe there'll be a drought. Maybe it'll all blow away. Maybe we'll now have a new 100 million miles of desert all over the place, including the Amazon. Maybe the world's rubber battery or something nice and fucked up. That's 2 or 3 years from now. Not a decade, not 30 years from now. You know, because what they're doing is quite radical. I mean, compared to carbon dioxide burning like every bit of indigenous property around the southern hemisphere and probably in the southern northern hemisphere, in the Siberia, and they're talking, you know, Trump is really big on burning Alaska. He's really big on that. That was the first thing that along me and a few other people was the selling of Alaska to Putin for harvest and then giving him the money when he's done being president. You know, collusion. Oh, you accuse us that Hillary did.